Today, there are 11,000 children in foster care, many desperate to find a permanent home. The most practical way to do this is through adoption. But according to a new report, they may be waiting for a long time, with the number of kids being adopted hitting a 20-year low. Madison White reports.
The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare has today released their annual adoption report for 2013-14. Spokesperson Tim Beard says the results are not good.
We found that between the last financial year and this, we've seen about a 9% fall in adoptions, and so we now find that there are an all-time low number of adoptions across the country of 317 in the last financial year.
Tim Beard says foster care numbers are on the up, but this means the number of children being adopted out by their parents in Australia is going down. He says this lack of permanency is having a negative effect on the kids.
Children have multiple foster care placements over the course of their young lives, so you might find a child gets placed in 10 or 12 or 15 different placements over the course of 4 or 5 years, which is a very unstable and unsettling environment for a child to be brought up in. But on the other side of the coin, a formal adoption is basically a legal arrangement where, for all intents and purposes, the child's legal parent is their adoptive parent. And so it's a very serious undertaking, and that's why we often see foster care being used as an alternative, because that means that there is still the opportunity for a person to go back to their family, the birth family, and often that is the best case scenario for the child.
Jane Hunt is the CEO for Adopt Change, an organisation that advocates for reform in adoption policy and practices in Australia.
We're obviously really disappointed in that 9% drop in the number of adoptions from the previous year. And it just shows and highlights how critical it is that we change the adoption system in Australia. What we really are advocating for now is a real doubling of those numbers of children, vulnerable children, who we think adoption could be a terrific option for them.
Jane believes the recent reforms in New South Wales should be something the rest of Australia looks to in order to help curb the numbers of children who haven't been able to find a permanent home. In New South Wales, the government has made reforms to help foster parents set up adoptions and streamline the process.
What it means is that adoption, ethical, transparent adoption, is an option for foster care parents or permanent carers. And I think what that does is means that those families can have, you know, that permanent, ongoing, loving relationship with the child. And it means that child then has that long-term relationship with their carer. And what we know is that for children, when they're growing and their brain's developing and they're developing, you know, skills and relationships and so on, having those permanent loving families is critically important. And so what they've done is made that available.
While the rest of the country catches up, Jane says the rest of us need to be prepared to open the discussion about adoption policy.
Adoption is amazing and wonderful, and the parents that I meet have positive experiences of adoption. So for me, I think there needs to be an increased dialogue in Australia about what a positive option adoption is and how it's an incredible way to create a family and to provide those loving relationships for children, but also that there is research and services and support there that can be put in place to support families.
CEO of Adopt Change, Jane Hunt, ending that report by Madison White.